Good morning, everyone. I'd just like to say that since I was not expecting to be put on so soon, slightly taken aback when I saw my name first on the paper. But as I noticed as the month went on that it was a lot easier to have right thoughts because I was forced to think about what I'm going to share this morning. So I just want to express my appreciation for how we do things here at Harmony, even though I feel slightly inadequate. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for another beautiful Sunday morning where we can come together and worship together. I just pray you would be with me as I share. In Jesus' name, amen. I would like to talk about being a servant, finding fulfillment in serving, and being fellow laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3:9 says, "For we are fellow laborers together with God." Now that's something to get excited about. You know, when you're working with someone that can barely keep one foot in front of another, it's just kind of draining. But when you're working with someone who's happy and inspired, they know what they're doing, it's very infectious. Soon you'll be feeling like singing yourself. That's how it is with working alongside of God. Even though an almighty God does not need our help, that's how he ordained it. He chose to need our help, and that's amazing because when God is helping us serve one another, it becomes a joy instead of a drudgery. Okay, so first of all, what is a servant? Let's read Philippians 2, 25 through 30. "Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully," and that word be better translated as "speedily, that when ye see him again ye may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me." Paul, even though Paul doesn't say that much about Epaphroditus, it's obvious to see they think a lot of him. I mean, how many of us could say all that about each other? But what I want you to get is that he was ministering to all of Paul's needs. And I don't think he was doing it with an attitude of, "I have to be doing this." I think he felt very fulfilled while he was in service to Paul and was doing it with a get-to attitude. That's what's important in the life of a servant. Well, I can't talk about this subject without mentioning my wonderful mother. From very early in her life, she started serving. She faithfully served her parents until she moved away from home. And then, as she didn't get married right away, she would just go from house to house, faithfully serving anyone she could. Well, this caught the attention of my dad, and they soon got married and spent a wonderful year together. And then after their first child made his appearance, when he was 9 months old, they went over to Africa, where they served for 6 months. After they came home, they moved into a two-bedroom house with, I think, only one bathroom, and for the next 7 years basically had a halfway house for all the singles at church, having up to 5 guys at a time. Through all that, Mom somehow raised 8 children. Well, wait, it wasn't somehow. She had a relationship with God, and out of that relationship came a heart to serve. And when you have a heart to serve, you can go through a lot and still keep a smile on your face. All that to say, my mom has been an amazing example of what it looks like to be a servant. And what I just told you is just the beginning. As I watch my mother from day to day, I am continually amazed at what she does for me and my siblings. So I just want to say thank you, Mom, for showing me what it's like to live a fulfilled servant's life. Okay, now don't expect to all of a sudden start being some wonderful servant. Now, it starts with small things like maybe changing the toilet paper roll or, you know, just small things like that. You got to start seeing things that will benefit others and then start doing them. So what are some character qualities that will be in the life of the servant? Let's look back at Epaphroditus. Paul says he is my brother, companion in labor, and fellow soldier. Now, when I think of a brother, I think of someone I can share life with. A brother is someone who will be there when you need them. Then what about companion in labor? This makes me think of a coworker, someone I work with every day, someone I can count on to be there, the guy that kind of brings some stability in your life. And then fellow soldier reminds me of the person that, when you're feeling kind of discouraged, he comes alongside and gives you an encouraging word or a Bible verse to think about. Okay, now if you're truly interested in becoming a servant like Epaphroditus or Mom, there will most likely be times when you get frustrated at how often self gets in the way. But if you can learn to use those times as stepping stones, you will be amazed at where God will take you. Because remember, God chose you and me to be co-laborers with him. So now, as you continue life in the coming weeks, I hope this can be one of those little stepping stones to a more fulfilled life.